It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, what makes a good life? What makes life worth living? We'll ask our guest and you in about 15 minutes.
First, in the big picture of energy consumption in Wisconsin, solar power may not seem to be replacing traditional finite sources of energy. Solar ranks well under 1% of energy consumption in the state.
But utility companies are taking the technology into account when it comes to the bottom line. The price to install solar panels is coming down, could be poised to grow in order to keep profits up, even as some companies and consumers get more of their power off the grid. Companies are looking to raise, in some cases, fixed monthly prices they collect from consumers.
Utility companies and supporters of renewable energy are now sometimes at odds, and We Energy stopped its renewable energy development program in 2011. Here to talk to us about this tension and why your monthly energy fee might be going up is Thomas Content. He covers energy and utilities for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thomas, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, so far it seemed like solar panels and other renewable energy sources are just a blip on the screen when it comes to energy use. But utility companies, they seem to be taking notice these days. What's changing?
Well, it's true. Wisconsin is getting more of its power from renewables overall, but it's largely from wind farms and hydro and not so much solar. And in fact, just recently we were celebrating the fact that Wisconsin hit its milestone for renewable energy of 10% last year, which was 2 years ahead of a deadline set out by the legislature. But solar is a different story. The solar is much smaller. It's less than 1%. But around the country, it's growing so fast, it's expected to double in just a few years nationally. And utilities are seeing a threat from the fact that the costs are coming down and basically that the customers are the ones generating the power.
Is that what's driving the growth, basically that the costs are coming down and now people can afford to install, say, a solar panel?
The costs are coming down, number one, and number two, in a lot of states where they're seeing a fast growth. There are policies in place that basically let the homeowner or the business rent the panels instead of own them. So a third-party company is coming in and installing them and owning them, and that way the homeowner or the business that wants to add solar doesn't have to pay the higher upfront costs for solar.
And that's something that's a bit controversial, isn't it, this leasing of panels? If you don't have to invest in the panels, suddenly it becomes even easier to put them up on your house.
That's right, and the renewable energy advocates would like to see that kind of policy be allowed by the state legislature. And there has been a bill at least circulated and it hasn't gone far. The status quo has been tough on solar folks who already have solar because the utilities are looking at their costs and seeing what could be ahead with distributed generation like this. And they're saying we need to recover our fixed costs, which is the cost of supplying the poles and the wires and everything to folks' homes, including those with solar.
So they're talking about raising these fixed costs, not just for those who are using things like solar panels, but for everybody.
Right, and from the utility perspective, they say, well, this is something that is more accurate because the cost of the energy, which is most of our monthly electric bill, is currently paying for things beyond just the energy itself. But the consumer groups and others that are concerned about these proposals say that jumps in the fixed charges can really have an impact on folks who don't use much energy. So if you're a small user, a small electricity user, this is going to hit you really hard if you do have higher fixed charges. And the other thing that some of the consumer groups are saying is that it discourages conservation. You know, if you take steps to change out your light bulbs and add insulation, and then you see a higher fixed charge. That may offset some of the gains you're going to see.
Right. So a lot of people going into it because they want a more renewable, cleaner source of energy, but they're also excited about lower bills. And if they're not seeing that, it sounds like you're saying maybe people will just say, well, I'll just stick with what I got.
Right. And it's going to be pretty controversial. The proposals that have come in just in the last month or so have been such significant increases in the fixed charges. The Madison utility was looking at possibly quintupling the fixed charge, the non-energy charges, I should say, and that brought in groups like Wind on the Wires and the Natural Resources Defense Council and others to really take a close look at this as this case goes to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Just Friday, the MG&E, the Madison utility, backed off somewhat and agreed to hold off on some of its fixed charge proposals for a year, but got an assurance from at least one customer group that the fixed charge could still go up in 2015.
Are regulators, do you think, going to allow these price increases, these fixed rate increases?
They did in the last round of cases at the Public Service Commission. There were some increases. We Energies, for instance, was allowed to increase its fixed charge by 20% after proposing to do a 40% increase. It's hard to say. I think that the wild card here is the fact that, or one of the wild cards, I should say, is the fact that the utility regulators are also being asked, to implement the EPA climate change proposal, which is going to do exactly what the customers, a lot of these distributed generation customers want, which is add more clean energy. So in other words, to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions as a state, the state agencies, including the Public Service Commission, are going to be trying to look at ways to increase energy efficiency and solar energy.
So looking at the movement toward green energy, is it possible that these fixed rate raises could seemingly down the road drive people off the grid altogether, and so that in the long game, maybe raising these rates isn't going to help energy companies?
Yeah, that's a concern. I mean, it seems far-fetched, but it's definitely a concern. It may be a concern in states that have even bigger solar generation in the Southwest right now, but down the road, some analysts, including one at the Energy Center of Wisconsin, just wrote a long piece on this in a law journal that looked at that very thing. They said that just raising the fixed charges is kind of a circle-the-wagons approach, and utilities and, for that matter, utility regulators need to really have some out-of-the-box thinking. They actually made a comparison to the streetcar industry early in the last century, where there were regulated streetcar monopolies that went away, that all of a sudden faced competition from cars and trucks. And their warning is the same thing here. It's the utilities and their regulators are going to need to be creative in how they respond to this.
Now, utility companies here in Wisconsin and elsewhere had previously been offering incentives for people and companies to pursue green energy. What's the state of that right now?
Well, they offered the incentives, and it was up to a certain level. In other words, there was a cap on how many projects would be permitted. So we saw in the Milwaukee area, we saw a lot of churches and nonprofit groups add solar, and same thing in other parts of the state. But the utilities, their perspective is, well, we've invested billions of dollars in utility-owned renewable energy to meet the state's renewable energy targets. So that's largely wind farms, but also a biomass plant that burns waste wood up in north central Wisconsin. So it's the fact that in recent years they've backtracked a lot on their interest in working with groups and utility customers that want to generate their own power.
And how are environmental groups responding right now?
Some of this is just getting going. But for instance, Renew Wisconsin, which is an Madison-based renewable energy advocacy group, is duking it out in the regulatory proceedings and trying to get the third-party bill going in the legislature. But their odds have been pretty stacked against them as far as the GOP support for on energy policy has not been to embrace their proposals in the Republican-controlled legislature. And I expect that over the next year or so, both this Madison Gas and Electric proceeding and then also the We Energies proceeding at the Public Service Commission are going to generate a lot of active participation from some of the renewable groups. It may not be rise to the level of some of the solar versus utility disputes in other states where there have actually been media campaigns and television advertising, but we will see.
All right. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be with you.
We've been speaking with Thomas Content. He reports for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering energy and utilities. We've been talking about how utility companies are responding to the growing presence of solar power on the energy market.